My guest at this time is Dr. Carol Swain, professor of law and political science at Vanderbilt University. We've asked her to discuss the racial and free speech unrest at the University of Missouri and other schools, as well as the push by some students to get her fired at Vanderbilt over statements she has made about radical Islam and same-sex marriage. And Dr. Swain, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning.
Let's start with your story. Some students at Vanderbilt launched a petition over comments you wrote on a website months ago when you said the terrorist attack against Charlie Hebdo in Paris was another sign that Islam poses much more of a threat to our society than other religions. What was your reaction to the petition?
Well, I mean, actually, the Islam piece, that was published in January, and at that time, the students protested me. The university sent out a campus-wide email, the Dean of Students' Office, to all of the students, telling them that they could have counseling services if they were injured pretty much by my speech. And so that incident started a barrage of harassment. It had subsided, and I was making plans to return to work in January. The incident involving Islam happened in January, and I'm on sabbatical. And so the university did not put me on sabbatical. I was already on sabbatical, but the attacks on me started back then.
And so what's your reaction now? The chancellor, Nicholas Zepos, I guess is how you would say his name, first of all, gives a lot of different thoughts here in his statement. He says he firmly believes that every member of our community, regardless of race, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, religion, color, national or ethnic origin, age or disability, has the same right to participate fully in the Vanderbilt community and have access to all of the benefits and opportunities.
Did you notice what he left out?
What did he leave out?
Which would be political views or conservative views. And that statement is not very accurate because Vanderbilt was the university that kicked about half of its Christian groups off campus because they would not sign a statement that they would open their leadership positions to persons who didn't share their beliefs. And so this university that's so open has been very hypocritical about the way they've handled me and the way they've handled Christian students. And I was not happy with his statement because his statement implied that there was truth in that petition. The petition was full of lies. I've never revealed a student's private information. I have shared a student's Facebook post, a student that was attacking me on Facebook, but the petition was full of lies, and it was put together by students who have never taken a class with me, and they can't find a student that has stood up to say that I have actually discriminated against them or said anything demeaning to them.
Here's another paragraph from the statement. He says, Vanderbilt also has a deep and longstanding commitment to freedom of speech and academic freedom, which are the foundations of our university's scholarly activities. Such freedoms necessarily allow for the expression of unpopular and offensive views, which seems like he's defending you. But then it shifts to, however, speech whose sole purpose or effect is to discriminate, stigmatize, retaliate, offend, foment hatred or violence, or cause harm has no place in this university. So right now, what's your sense of where this administration stands with regards to you?
Well, they have a problem, and the problem is that the student that was the face of the petition has sent me a long letter, you know, apologizing and saying that there were other people involved, and he heard me on a local radio program, and he realized that there was another perspective. He had never thought of my perspective and what I had to say about free speech and the purpose of the university. So that student sent me the email in the morning. The chancellor's statement was released that afternoon, and so I'm sure that they're not happy. And that same student has gone from having a petition say that they wanted me fired to they wanted me to have permanent suspension, then temporary suspension, mandatory sensitivity training, and now they are not requiring that I have mandatory sensitivity training. Now they're saying that all the faculty have mandatory sensitivity training. So that petition has changed form like four or five times since the people signed it.
What are you going to do if the administration requires you to go into diversity training or some other type of response?
Well, the sensitivity training, first I'm going to laugh, and once I finish, once I get up off the floor, then I'll decide what to do.
This has obviously been a very remarkable week in terms of campus protests. Your story is certainly one of them. The one getting the most attention is at the University of Missouri, where in addition to concerns about racial issues that eventually led to the resignation of the president and the demotion of the chancellor, there's the issue of free speech on campus. And there was an amazing exchange on MSNBC with Thomas Roberts of MSNBC and the vice president of the Missouri Student Association about the issue of whether there is room on campus for divergent opinion. And here's how that went.
Do you believe that that's a place that we're heading for American campuses now, a place of censure and prohibition?
I personally am tired of hearing that First Amendment rights protect students when they're creating a hostile and unsafe learning environment for myself and for other students here. I think that it's important for us to create that distinction and create a space where we can all learn from one another and start to create a place of healing rather than a place where we're experiencing a lot of hate like we have in the past.
Dr. Swain, what do you think when you hear that, and how common do you think that is?
Well, the thing about it is that, you know, that student has no idea what hate is, and it's sad that they have been led to believe that that's what an education is about, helping them feel better, helping them heal. And as far as black students going to white schools and then complaining that they feel uncomfortable, there are plenty of historically black schools. If you don't want to be around white people, then I don't know, move to Africa, and there are white people there. But if you don't want to be educated around them, then go to a black school.
What do you make of the administration, not only in your case, but across the country? To what extent have they set the stage, and in the case of Missouri, for their own downfall?
Well, this is not my word. Someone else said it first. But they've created those little monsters, and they can't control them. And they make a serious mistake, I think, when they cave in. And I noticed that the dean of the Claremont McKenna colleges, you know, she's stepping down because of student protests and, you know, like one after another. And I think that they need to stand and fight, and the students need to realize that not only do ideas have consequences, but actions have consequences, that they are adults, and if they break the law, if they defame someone, if they slander someone or libel someone, and it's done with malicious intent, then they ought to be held accountable. And I think that if people start fighting back, you have to fight back. You can't just cave all the time.
Last question, Dr. Swain. Where do you think this all goes from here?
I hope that it will lead to changes in the political and social environment for people that care about our Constitution, our First Amendment rights. And we hear a lot about diversity on campuses. Diversity of opinion should be important. Diversity of religion should be important. And we shouldn't have an environment where there are bullies that are taking away everyone else's liberties, that somehow they think that what they feel matters more than other people's rights.
Dr. Swain, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today. I know it's been a very busy week.
It has, and anyone that's interested in what I'm doing can go to my Facebook page, Professor Carol M. Swain, or visit my website, BeThePeopleTV.com.
We'll encourage folks to do that. Dr. Carol Swain is professor of law and political science at Vanderbilt University. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.